The protests in the above-mentioned nations were triggered by different matters. In Indonesia, university students are protesting an evil law made by the government that criminalizes homosexual relationships, extramarital sex, abortions, and insults to the president, and an amendment to the law that weakens the power of anti-corruption agencies. The protests in Iraq originated from the dismissal of a general who is regarded as a national hero for his meritorious service in combating ISIS. The Egyptian protests stem from a video clip published in social media by a man who calls himself a contractor. In the video, he accused Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and his wife of abusing money earmarked for infrastructural construction and frittering away public money on the president's residence, villa, and hotels. That provoked a huge outcry. As for the riots in Ecuador, there is, on the surface, an economic reason for it, as the government is revoking subsidies for fuel prices. But they are also attributable to the rupture in relations between the incumbent president and the former president, who used to be allies. A disagreement between the left and the right ensued. To the incumbent president, who inclines to the right, accepted the suggestion of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and went on an austerity drive. Clashes broke out between him and supporters of the former president.